Whitney's going to bring it in behind the net to Crosby. Out to Malkin. Deflected over to Gonchar. And back to Whitney. Right side, Malkin fires. Hey! Shouts and scores. There's the hat trick for the Penguins' Evgeny Malkin.
The first career hat trick for Pittsburgh's Evgeny Malkin. Mike Lang with the call on the Penguins Hockey Network. Malkin led the Pens to their season-high fifth straight win, a 6-2 thumping of Toronto. A second career hat trick for Rick Nash.
Swept in, Pezzani tries to nudge for control. Intercepting is Nicky Zhirinov. Inside his own zone, sending Rick Nash with the hat trick. Score! Rick Nash! Here come the hats of Nationwide! Jackets are going to pick up their 18th win of the season!
George Matthews on the Blue Jackets radio network as Nash closed out a 4-2 win over Edmonton. Washington's Alexander Ovechkin up the ante.
On the far side, Spezza centering feed Ovechkin, bouncing it toward the net, to that rolling, he scores! Alex Ovechkin from inside his own blue line bounces one down the ice, his fourth goal tonight. And the Capitals have basically put this game away. It's now the Capitals 8 and the Senators 6.
Steve Colby on the Capitals Radio Network. Ovechkin not only with his third career hat trick, but his first ever four-goal game. It spoiled Mike Fisher's hat trick for Ottawa as the Caps won the goal fest 8-6. Edmonton's Dustin Penner was in the right place at the right time as the Oilers halted a six-game skid.
Horkov into St. Louis territory. Back now to the point. Stoles got it. Works in, shoots, save, rebound, Penner scores! Dustin Penner on the rebound, his second goal of the hockey game, and the Oilers have ended the six-game winless streak with an overtime win on the road in St. Louis.
Rod Phillips on 630 CHED Radio in Edmonton as Penner scored with 17.8 seconds to play to edge the Blues 3-2. St. Louis accomplished a rare feat in Detroit.
Boyce tries to walk it in on Phil Pelleau, the puck to Eric Johnson. He shoots, he scores! David Backes right in front. Helped with the screen, and the St. Louis Blues get a 1-0 lead.
Eric Johnson with the goal. Chris Kerber the call on KMOX in St. Louis, and the Blues would go on to whitewash Detroit 2-0. Former Red Wing Manny Legacy made 31 saves for his 20th career shutout. It was the first time this season Detroit failed to score, and the first time the Wings were blanked at home since January of 2004. The last time the Rangers won in Vancouver was 1997, and in 2008, they had the misfortune of running up against a red-hot Roberto Luongo.
Pass block, look out, here's Straka getting loose shorthanded. Martin Straka with Raymond chasing him, in on goal, shoots, Luongo the save, moving to his right. Now the puck is centered, Yager jamming it, so Straka, Luongo got the left pad on his low shot. Now Dubinsky from behind the net, centers, one time, Osa, and a right pad saved by Luongo.
Biggest save of the hockey game, what a beauty.
John Shorthouse and Tom Larshide on the Canucks Radio Network as Luongo's 28th save effort was his sixth shutout of the season. The Canucks beat the Rangers 3-0 to make it 13 straight home games with at least a point. Luongo's performance also ended the 13-game point-scoring streak of Rangers center Scott Gomez. Finally, the event of the week, well, of the season, was the New Year's Day game in Buffalo, where a record 71,217 fans packed Ralph Wilson Stadium to watch the Sabres and Penguins battle through snow showers and 65 minutes of hockey to end up in a shootout tied at one before the reigning league MVP Sidney Crosby won it for Pittsburgh. Our own Sam Rosen had the call right here on NHL Radio.
Crosby against Ryan Miller, pushes it ahead, picks it up down the slot. Crosby forehand, scores! Penguins win in the shootout! Sidney Crosby with a beautiful move, slid it underneath Ryan Miller, and the Penguins have now won four in a row.
I'm Joe Tolleson for NHL Radio.